The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on Forever Young. If it's the first time you've caught our show, it's been our mission here for well over two decades to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There you can listen to our past shows, read our articles, and watch our videos.
Yeah, there's some great content on there. We're pretty lucky, Dr. Mark. Not only are we a nationally syndicated program for well over 20 years, but we're also available on Sirius XM. We have a great podcast platform that you and I have put a lot of elbow grease in to get done. I think we have today, this is our 284th episode.
Wow.
Nothing to balk about. So a lot of great information. Grateful for our sponsors of the show, but more grateful for the content that is provided each and every week by our good friend, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Dr. Mark, always a pleasure to have you with me on the program.
Thank you, Kelly. Great to be with you again.
Absolutely. And so we talked about americasnaturaldoctor.com, and we talk about a lot of things that we have on there. The most valuable, I think, Dr. Mark, is the health breakthroughs. Each and every week, you're writing fresh articles, whether it's containing or pertaining to something that's going on in our current environment or things that maybe people are unaware of and have questions about and are kind of just walking their way through life, unsure of if they should take a supplement, if they should do a dietary change. And so we tend to cover it all week long on these programs. This show will be no different. You have a fresh new article that you put on our health breakthroughs, coined What You Need to Know About Blood Sugar Control. We've heard so much about blood sugar over the years, Dr. Mark, the hangry stages, the dizzy and fall stages, things that can be tied to diabetic issues. Why don't you share more on this article, if you don't mind?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting. In clinical practice, you find out things which you don't necessarily read in the medical textbooks. So, for example, we get a lot of patients with blood sugar issues. Maybe it's hypoglycemia, their blood sugar drops too low at times, dysglycemia, it's going up and down. We certainly get a lot of patients with pre-diabetes, so you have elevated blood sugar levels, and then a lot of patients with type 2 diabetes, where obviously your blood sugar control is even worse. And so what you find, there's some commonalities people already know. Obviously, if you're drinking a lot of soda pop, you're having candy, a lot of simple carbohydrates, obviously that's problematic for most people in terms of their blood sugar and then their insulin levels going up. But what you find in clinical practice is that there's more than that going on because we're all genetically different. We have similarities, but we all have differences too. And these genetic variations are called single nucleotide polymorphisms. Kind of a fancy name, but it's basically just saying within our genes, within our genetics, we do have some, slight variations from person to person, and that includes how our body responds to different foods and blood sugar metabolism. It's just some of the basics. When we eat food and we're getting carbohydrates, and our body responds with insulin to transport the glucose or the blood sugar into the cells, that's kind of the normal scenario. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes in addition to that, but that's kind of the basic thing people are familiar with. And so what they found from recent research, actually, at the Weizmann Institute of Science, this is actually in Israel, and they've been looking at how genetics, lifestyle, insulin sensitivity, and your gut microbe composition can influence the way your body responds to carbs. And as doctors like myself have found out, practicing more than 25 years, there's still a lot of individual variation. And so you could have one person, let's say, have a piece of pizza. You measure their insulin blood sugar levels, they get a certain response, you test other people, and it really can vary quite a bit. And that's what they did. They actually conducted a study with 800 people, and their ages 18 to 70 years old. And then they were fed one of four types of standardized breakfast meals over the course of a week. And each of the meals contained 50 grams of carbohydrates. And so the people ate their usual meals and went out and did their daily activities as they normally would. And in the end, after a total of many meals, you know, combined, it was very clear that everyone responds differently to food and that their glycemic index, or how, again, your blood sugar spikes after certain foods, really vary tremendously amongst different people. And so, again, it's kind of what I said we see in practice. I've had patients come in, say, with diabetes, and they've had some pizza, and they check their blood sugar, and they get like a, you know, 90, 100 point increase. And other people do it, and maybe they just get, you know, like a 25, you know, point increase. So you do see a lot of differences amongst people. And so that's something people need to be aware of. There's general diets out there, obviously used for blood sugar control, diabetes, but you've got to pay attention to how you respond individually. And as we're finding more and more, and they did in this study, they found out that the bacteria in the gut, the microbiome, has a huge influence in how we respond to what we eat. And so the different levels of the bacteria were associated with different blood sugar levels. So I think this is something, as time goes on, is going to play a bigger factor in helping people with blood sugar control.
Yeah, this is so interesting. And I love that it relates to how people can accept these foods or different things they're intaking differently. And the way you put this article together is very easy to understand. I'm glad a lot of people don't have to go read meta-analysis because they'd be there all day long. So thanks for putting it in a user-friendly form for people to be able to read. We're going to go out to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk all about quercetin. There's been tons of new research on it, and we are going to break through the misconceptions and give you the facts based on research. Get lost along the way, americasnaturaldoctor.com, and feel free to sign up for our free newsletter.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with my co-host, good friend of the show, America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. If you're interested and, you know, you're not in the Encinitas or San Diego area, Dr. Mark is the founder of the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. They help people all over the U.S., whether it be with telemedicine appointments, phone appointments, or even people traveling to come and see him. If you'd like to learn more at markstangler.com, or you can get the info at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Dr. Mark, we have a very big discussion today. We've had a lot of buzz surrounding one word, and that is quercetin. We're hearing it constantly. People are looking for it in health food stores. We came out with our own private label to kind of help those people. So if you don't mind, Dr. Mark, let's set the stage and give them an explanation on what is quercetin.
Yeah, well, quercetin is a very powerful natural compound. You find it in plants, and it belongs to a family in plants called flavonoids, a very large family, and I'll talk more about that. But essentially, quercetin is a pigment. It's an antioxidant, and it's found in common foods. Like apples, onions, green tea, berries, olive oil, red wine, citrus fruits, and different green leafy vegetables. And so it has been in the supplement market for quite a while, actually, for its antioxidant effects, for allergies and things like that. But people are really excited because there's some newer information in terms of having effect on this, you know, this viral problem that we're having.
I want to go back, Dr. Mark. We used to hear all the time, and we're still hearing about antioxidants and the benefits. You know, we want to get rid of free radicals and things like this. But when you say flavonoids, what do you really mean when you say that?
Yeah, well, flavonoids refers to a large family found in plant foods. There's actually over 5,000 of these, what are called polyphenolic compounds. Yes. Now, interestingly, they serve a function in plants. You know, we learn from plant foods. In plants, they attract pollinating insects. They combat environmental stresses. They combat infections. You know, plants can get infections too. and they regulate cell growth. And then since the 1990s, there's been a lot of interest in dietary flavonoids and how they affect human health in our fruit and vegetable-rich diets. There's, you know, a number of articles on that, especially for cardiovascular health and their anti-cancer properties. And so there's been a lot of research in nutritional medicine, even in the mainstream, on the different flavonoids. Now, out of that, there are six major classes of flavonoids, if you will. And the quercetin is in one of those families. And the quercetin has, you know, had the most research on it in terms of therapeutic effects. But this is important to know that flavonoids in general, they're anti-inflammatory. They help to prevent clotting. They have anti-diabetic effects. Like I said, there's a number of animal test tube population studies showing they have anti-cancer effects. They protect the nervous system against damage. So very, very powerful. So quercetin is in one of those six classes of flavonoids. They call the flavanols. And again, you do find quercetin listed to foods. Other foods would include even foods like broccoli and kale and berries. So there are a lot of foods we can get quercetin in if you have enough plant foods in your diet.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Could someone get a therapeutic amount just by eating those foods alone? We often hear about
that. Yeah, I think, you know, in the foods, that's very important for the prevention of chronic diseases, as well as, you know, the many other compounds you obviously get in plant foods. So from that aspect. Now, if you're using quercetin, like historically, we've used it a lot for its natural antihistamine effects. So we use a lot for people with allergies, people with asthma, things like that. There's some, you know, studies, 2021 we've talked about before, and we can talk today again if you want, where quercetin has, you know, these antiviral effects, very specific. So, yes, when people have certain conditions or we want to get, you know, therapeutic effects. Now, we used a supplement form because we've got to be guaranteed to get high levels for a therapeutic effect. Because quercetin, while it has an excellent safety profile, it's a very powerful antioxidant. It's shown in studies to be anti-inflammatory. It modulates the immune system. By that I mean it has a balancing effect. And it has antiviral properties. And so if the current problem going on in the world, it has been shown to help have antiviral effects. So it's very unique in its profile.
Dr. Mark, it's really interesting because you've said 1990s, 2021. I mean, a lot of people are hearing about quercetin for the first time. But for you, you have an allergy wellness formula that you've had quercetin in it for a long time. It's probably what impresses people the most. But that's what I kind of want to talk about. It's not relatively a new supplement, right? It's been around. But I think delivery system is important. I've often heard if you don't use the correct form, you could have digestive upset or it's very hard for the body to digest. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I mean, quercetin, it does have, if you look at the research on it, it's not greatly absorbed. And so, again, if we're trying to get therapeutic effects from it, then we typically have to use it in supplement form. I mean, I like the diet, obviously, prevention of chronic disease over long periods of time. When we're trying to help, you know, allergies and asthma and, you know, for its antiviral effect, we definitely use it in supplement form to get that therapeutic effect. We do use a form which research shows improves the absorption in the bloodstream by up to 20-fold. So that's quite pronounced. I mean, you get up to 20 wow. times the blood levels, yeah, you're getting a, you know, therapeutic effect that way.
Absolutely. And I think the biggest star, and you reported on it, you actually wrote an article on it, 250,000 views, just sharing some really great content that came out of a 2021 study that was featured in the International Journal of General Medicine. And it made really quercetin explode in the marketplace all over social media. Sadly, we're not hearing about it in mainstream news, which could be a tremendous help for people out there. But would you mind, Dr. Mark, just sharing a little bit about this study that was done that I referenced?
Yeah, well, it's really cool because it was published in a mainstream medical journal, 2021, the International Journal of General Medicine, so very mainstream. And they basically looked at the effect of a highly absorbable form of supplemental quercetin, the phytosome, the same one we're using, actually. And basically what they did, they had participants take 1,000 milligrams of the quercetin phytosome, 500 milligrams twice a day, for 30 days. And this is in 152 people who had, you know, the SARS-CoV-2 issue. And these patients were all in the early symptoms of the disease. And it was a randomized study. And what the researchers found was there was a reduction in the frequency and length of hospitalization, the need for non-invasive oxygen therapy, the progression to intensive care units, and in the number of deaths. They also confirmed a very high safety profile, and they found anti-fatigue and pro-appetite properties. You know, a lot of people get the nausea and appetite issues with the SARS issue. And then they quoted that quercetin is a safe agent, and in combination with standard care, when used early in the stage of a viral infection, it could aid in improving the early symptoms and help in preventing the severity of COVID-19 disease. That's, you know, a direct quote from the study itself.
We know we have to take the D3, the C, right? Everybody's been kind of on the same formulation or cocktail, if you will, during the last 2 years. But I've seen a tremendous amount of people adding in the quercetin, and a lot of it has to do with these studies. Now, has there been any additional studies on that particular sector that has been followed up on?
Yeah, there was a separate two-week study, again, using that highly absorbable phytosome form. And these are people who are not hospitalized. And basically half the people got typical standard of care, which could be antibiotics and, you know, pain medicines and all that. And then the other half received the typical treatment and quercetin supplementation. And so they compared, you know, the two groups. And what they found, those who taken the quercetin phytosome had a shortened amount of time from a positive test to a negative test. As well, they had reduced symptom severity, including things such as fatigue and appetite problems. So again, this was another study finding some great effects.
That's an excellent study, and I'm hoping that they'll do some additional research on this, Dr. Mark, of maybe if it'll help people long-term who are getting the long haulers issue that we have talked about many times on this show, if it could help some of that load that happens not only to the cognitive function, but to the physical. I mean, we've done shows on it talking about people who, after they've had the situation, maybe are having joint-related issues, maybe having brain fog, and all of this goes back to inflammatory factors. And I'm thinking, Dr. Mark, from reading the research, quercetin has a wonderful way of balancing those fires of inflammation that can cause a lot of damage and wreak havoc in the body.
Yes, it is true. There's actually a lot of research on how quercetin can downregulate an overactive immune response, you know, the inflammatory response. People have heard of these things called the cytokines, which produce inflammation in the body, which can be beneficial, but too high of levels, it leads to tissue breakdown. You know, the cytokine storms, as are said, can cause things like lung damage, which is, you know, very common in people suffering from this chronic viral issue. And so they have done studies where quercetin has been shown to bring down inflammatory markers. Maybe people have heard of things like interleukin 6, C-reactive protein, these things often elevated, you know, with this viral issue going on right now. And again, it helps to modulate the immune system. It helps your T helper cells. It helps to have balanced amounts so they're not producing too much inflammation, but they're fighting infection, for example. It helps to attract immune cells when there is an infection. It has antiviral mechanisms they've been finding, making it hard for viruses to attach to cell receptors, making it harder for them to replicate. And they've actually shown that with several different respiratory viruses with quercetin. And what's also cool about it, it's been shown to improve energy production in the cells. It's even been shown to help restore the gut microbiome balance, which we talked about early. So that's pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty awesome. We're going to go out to a break. AmericasNaturalDoctor.com. Be right back.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at EmeraldLabs.com. That's EmeraldLabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Spangler. My name is Kelly Capasola, and we are from americasnaturaldoctor.com, delivering science-backed information to you and your families for well over two decades. Dr. Mark has been in private practice at the Spangler Center for Integrative Medicine going on 26 years. So we gather each and every week, combined our brains and share with whatever we can to help you and your family get through the days ahead. Dr. Mark, I love that you talked about inflammation. We talk a lot about inflammatory factors on the program, the benefits, the negatives that can come along with it, foods that can cause it. But again, managing that cytokine, I love that you brought that up, Dr. Mark, because I find when people are struggling to either find their words or working out, or maybe they stop working out, a lot of that has to do with the inflammation sector that could be causing pain, confusion, maybe, you know, a little too much action. So thank you for bringing that up. Was there any pickup that you wanted to do on that?
Well, you know, the current situation is really a problem of inflammation. So people who have chronic inflammation previous to any infection, they're the ones that are going to have a lot of problems. Now, people who are overweight or obese, people with diabetes, people with cardiovascular disease, and other conditions, they're already in a state of inflammation. So then you get an infection where the body mounts a tremendous immune response, which is good, but then the inflammation is at too high of a level, and doesn't seem to shut off. Then that's where you have problems, right? That's where you start getting, you know, the tissue destruction, chronic inflammation in many different organs, you know, the brain, the lungs, the blood vessels, the kidneys, the list can go on and on depending on the person. And so, you know, you want to first have a body that's not in a chronic inflammatory state, and all that's diet, lifestyle, exercise, correcting nutritional deficiencies, hormone balance. But, you know, if you are trying to be more proactive for the current situation, then yes, we have patients incorporate, besides those diet and lifestyle things, supplements such as quercetin, which have been shown to modulate the immune system, which is an interesting term. I mean, our body is designed to have a modulating effect. By that, I mean, you know, if you're under response with your immune system, it can help upregulate it. If you're overreactive, it helps to calm it down, but not suppress it. This is a design feature of the body. And so when you give it the proper nutrients, the right environment, it can do that much more effectively. And so when people have infections, their body releases things such as tumor necrosis factor, interleukins, macrophages, these types of things, and it helps to mount an immune response. But again, if the inflammation response is too high, it leads to damage, and it's, you know, one of the big problems going on. So that's why I like the quercetin. It has a lot of studies for its anti-inflammatory effects and immune modulating effects. And that's exactly what a lot of people need right now. So I have many of my patients taking quercetin preventatively. There's a dose they take acutely, you know, if they get sick with a viral infection. And it has some interesting, unique mechanisms. Our body does release something called inflammasomes, which the name kind of tells you. These are immune responses which increase inflammation, helping the body respond to things like infection. But quercetin can help with an overexpression or overproduction of these inflammasomes, which is a very unique effect from it.
I've read quite a bit, or I've even referred, or I do it myself, that zinc is a great companion product for quercetin. Have you seen any research on that, Dr. Mark? Why is that spreading like wildfire?
Yeah, I haven't seen like zinc specifically combined with quercetin, kind of the synergistic effect, but although I do recommend that for patients. I mean, zinc is important for normal immune function. It helps your thymus gland mature T cells, which are involved in the immune response. We know that when you have good intracellular levels of zinc, it makes it harder for viruses to replicate. And so, yeah, I do recommend people, you know, take zinc along with quercetin, vitamin D, you know, some of the essential things we need for proper immune function. Now, there is some research demonstrating that quercetin helps the zinc to get into the cells more effectively, which is what we want in terms of making it harder for viruses to replicate.
So zinc almost works as like the Uber driver, if you will.
That's a great modern analogy. So, you know, it's one of those things where we don't like to, you know, proclaim magic bullets to people. I mean, the way our body works with nutrients and all that, they work more like a team and orchestra, so to speak. But in terms of things that have human research, you know, we always focus on the ones which have been demonstrated to have efficacy and safety. And so definitely the quercetin, the zinc, the vitamin D, they got to be at the top of the list.
Absolutely. And then I've also gotten this question quite a bit, Dr. Mark. And again, we're not scripted, so I just kind of throw things at you. Quinine, normally found in tonic water, is that something that is quercetin is related to by any way?
Huh, good question. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, so we'll check that out too, because I've gotten that question quite a few times. Another big question that I get all the time is quercetin intended for long-term use? What do you say about that, Dr. Mark?
Well, I think it depends what's going on with the person. I think with the current situation going on where I'm giving patients, you know, some immune support, some inflammation support, until things calm down or under control, I am having patients use quercetin long-term. I mean, if you look at the safety studies on it, I've looked at many studies in recent times, and they all come out with excellent safety data. So certainly, I mean, compared to pharmaceuticals, yeah, absolutely, it's very safe. I haven't seen any literature showing it's not safe. The one thing I do tell patients, like a lot of natural agents, it does have a mild blood thinning effect. So if you're on an anticoagulant type medication, maybe Coumadin, Eliquis, these types of things, you should check with your doctor first before using. But overall, I don't see problems with patients.
Great points, Dr. Mark. Thank you for bringing that up. And again, referring to maybe speaking to their doctor if they do have those questions. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I want to say, Dr. Mark, is I've been on it long term. You've been on it, I believe, long term as well. And when I first started getting on it, I would go to Amazon, I'd go to the health food store, and deciding which one to take. And this is before we had our own with the quercetin phytosome, using the same ingredients in some of these studies that we've cited, which is phenomenal, by the way. But I see it sometimes with bromelain, or I just see a standalone version of quercetin or things like that. What should people be aware of if they're going to find this in the marketplace?
Well, when you look at the literature on quercetin, I mean, the one knock against it, you know, to be, you know, honest with people, it's not well absorbed. And so when people are taking a regular type of quercetin, it can be beneficial and helpful. It's just you have to take very high doses of it. So when people start taking, you know, one or two capsules a day, now whether they have allergies or asthma or they're trying to use it for its anti-inflammatory effects, antiviral effects, I mean, that's probably not going to do a whole lot. And so that's why I like to use what these studies use, and that's, you know, this quercetin phytosome, where it's manufactured in such a way you're greatly improving the absorption. Like I said, in the studies, up to 20 times the blood levels compared to regular quercetin. So let's just say you're taking 500 milligrams of regular quercetin and you compare it to 500 milligrams of the quercetin phytosome. Well, multiply it by 20. I mean, it's, you know, that's up to 20. So that's quite substantial in the difference. And so if people have inflammation, they got a viral infection, they got allergies, we want people to get a therapeutic effect. But why reinvent the wheel? We're using, as we told people here, what was used in the studies seems to be pretty successful. It only makes sense. Let's duplicate what the studies use, not only in terms of efficacy, but safety. These studies found it was very, very safe as well.
Right. And then just to follow up on the allergies, and whether it be seasonal or environmental, and again, you've had it in your allergy wellness for years, but does it have like an antihistamine effect? Can you speak to that, Dr. Mark? Because I get that question as well.
Yes, it does. When you look at quercetin, it does have this effect on what we call the mast cells, part of our immune system response to allergens, inflammation, and mast cells release histamines. And so we've all heard of antihistamine medications, very common over-the-counter. So quercetin does have this natural antihistamine effect, and that's why historically it's been mainly used in natural medicine for things like allergies or asthma-related allergies. And at the right dose, it does work, you know, very well. Now, unlike a lot of the medications, quercetin does not have like an effect on drowsiness or a sedating effect. So for my patients with acute allergies, patients with chronic allergies or trying not to use the medications, I really like to get them, you know, on a good product like our Allergy Wellness. If they have more than mild symptoms, adding in our extra quercetin phytosome on top of that makes a lot of sense, and that can really help people, you know, reduce all those allergy symptoms, the watery eyes, the runny nose, the nasal congestion, the coughing, the irritated eyes. I mean, it's a great natural product that people can use. Now, if you're using over-the-counter medications and you're either trying to use less or you're trying to get off of it, you know, you can still safely, in my opinion, take the quercetin in addition to those things, and hopefully you won't need as much medication. Obviously, if you have something like asthma, you just don't stop your asthma medications. You'd have to work with a doctor on that type of protocol, though.
You can learn more. We do have it on our store site at drstangler.com. That's drstangler.com. You can go to americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's a button right there that hits shop. We always give you 10% off each and every day by using the code ENJOY. A pop-up will tell you that when you go to drstangler.com. That's drstangler.com. Again, an easy way to link to it is by going to americasnaturaldoctor.com, and there's a shop button right at the top there. When we come back, we can talk about some other things, maybe some companion products you can bring along with the quercetin if you're trying to get ready for the colder months ahead and deal with the current environment we've been in for the last 2 years. So make sure you stick with us, but if you do go to our website, make sure to sign up for that free newsletter so you can get all this great information each and every week. We'll be right back after the break, so stick with us.
Hi, Kelly Capasola here to tell you all about a supplement that we use at Forever Young Radio to heighten our immunity. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Take daily as an immune supplement or use during fall and winter months for that extra immune support. Published research shows that oregano oil may offer superior antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal support. Rosemary extract is a rich source of antioxidants, supports circulation, and features anti-inflammatory compounds. Whereas most oregano oil has a very intense taste, Future Farm's wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract has a natural honey flavor that tastes great. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com or call 888-841-7216.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shop, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with America's Natural Doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler, all about the research and what we're hearing out there in the world about quercetin. We've shared some very impressive studies with you. We've shared the safety profile. We've answered a lot of the questions that we've received in the last 2 weeks that you've been asking. Dr. Mark, you know, have a couple more that I'd just like to follow up on. You know me, I have Hashimoto's, I have a thyroid issue. That's been a chronic question we've been getting as well. hey, I have thyroid issues. Is it okay for me to take quercetin? Again, we always want you to talk to your own physician or your doctor about these questions. But what have you seen out there, Dr. Mark?
Well, I have a lot of patients, you know, with thyroid issues and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And quercetin isn't, you know, one of the supplements I typically use with them. There's other things very well studied for that. More so things like vitamin D, things like selenium, for example. Those are more important in terms of, you know, thyroid function and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. But that being said, like I said, quercetin does have an anti-inflammatory effect. So a lot of people with Hashimoto's, if their antibody levels are elevated, they are having more inflammation going on. If they're concerned about all this viral issue going on, which might aggravate their condition, I mean, quercetin, as we've been talking about, is good in terms of that. So it's not necessarily a negative or a positive. It's something, if people are using it for this current situation and they have Hashimoto's, I don't see any problem whatsoever using quercetin.
I read some stuff too. I think there was a couple 11 human studies that it may slightly improve or enhance exercise performance, which I thought that was awesome as well, because we have more people getting out there, they're working out. Again, when you work out, whether it's positive or negative, you are getting inflammation either way. And most of the time that inflammation isn't a negative response on your body. But I would imagine, Dr. Mark, if you had an old injury or, you know, you're an aging female like myself, you have inflammation every now and then, right?
Yeah. And that's a very good point on the exercise. You know, when we exercise, there's a lot of positive benefits. Some people produce more free radicals and get an inflammatory response, which is normal, unless, like I said, some people are tired. But quercetin can help to, you know, modify that excessive free radical inflammatory response. So that's a good point.
Right. So, you know, people have been coming to you for 26 years, Dr. Mark. A lot of your patients have been with you a long time. You're seeing everybody a little bit differently and how they've been maybe affected by what's been going on in our environment, or maybe having long-term long hauler syndrome. But what do you do? They come in, Dr. Mark, what should I take? What am I supposed to be on? We've always said everybody should be on a vitamin C every day, but are there other things in addition that perhaps they can add to the quercetin, especially now that the cold winter months are ahead of us? And a lot of people won't know the difference between the flu and this viral issue we're dealing with.
Yeah, I think definitely vitamin C is very synergistic with quercetin. You know, you'll find vitamin C in those plant foods where you find quercetin. Vitamin C, of course, helps with inflammation too, offsets free radicals, helps the immune system. I typically recommend about 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Works very well. The vitamin D is a must, in my opinion. I always use it long-term with the vitamin K2, like we carry in our product. The other powerful thing we use a lot with a lot of our patients, in addition to the zinc, is our immune wellness, because we have those long-term immune supportive herbs like the maitake, the coriolis, the astragalus. And so that is, a powerful combination for people who need to be more proactive.
Beautiful mushroom. Lots of research done on that combination. Dr. Mark, we know we talked about zinc, but what I was very surprised is that I'm hearing so much, especially with the environment that we've been dealing with, of why people would maybe need more melatonin. Can you tell us more about that, Dr. Mark?
Well, it's interesting. There's more research coming out on melatonin in terms of its benefit for the immune system, but it's also powerful as an anti-inflammatory. It's actually considered an antioxidant, even though it's a hormone. And so there are newer recommendations in recent months that in terms of this, you know, viral thing going on, melatonin is very powerful for enhancing the immune system, reducing inflammation, have an antioxidant effect. So some very unique studies on it. And so we often recommend that as well.
That's great. And then when you generally talk to your patients, I'm sure you're asking them, are you eating a lot of sugar? Are you drinking a lot of alcohol? I mean, these are great resources that we could, you know, these supplements we're talking about, us, not the alcohol and the sugar, are great ways to incorporate into our day-to-day as far as supplementation. But ideally, someone would want to clean up their diet a little bit, maybe lower the amount of carbohydrates and sugars that they're bringing in each and every day, and not just relying on a magic bullet to fix everything, right? Good health goes hand in hand with supplementation, trying to eat better, and that sugar can really, really cause some problems throughout the body.
Yep, sugar promotes that inflammatory response. It also neutralizes your important immune white blood cells. So excessive sugar, because of its effect directly on white blood cells, its effect on increasing insulin levels, which suppresses the immune system, creates inflammation. You know, that's a problem. I mean, you can take these supplements and they can be helpful, but you really got to make sure you're restricting those simple carbohydrates in the diet, which are so immune suppressive, which promote inflammation.
Definitely. And Dr. Mark, I got to say thank you to you for writing these great articles and doing all the research, because I know it's not easy to put your neck out there to write these articles. We're having a lot of regulation in the medical field and with different supplementation areas, to the point where even things like NAC, which people use each and every day, you know, may be going away. And at the end of the day, that's hard, because that's been a very beneficial product. I know we have some on our store. I'm afraid that maybe long term, because of all these great studies, quercetin may not be a dietary supplement in years to come. What are your views on that?
I haven't seen any problem with the quercetin. I do think, you know, there is going to be an issue with the availability of quercetin. Now, we had to go out and get the one used in the studies, you know, from Europe, and so we're well supplied. But I think there's definitely going to be a shortage. We're already seeing that with the manufacturers, people are carrying the quercetin, you know, especially, again, these high absorbable forms. So I think we'll probably run into a shortage. So if it's something people are interested in, they should stock up on it. You know, we saw that earlier, you know, a year ago with things like zinc and, you know, and its popularity. But I think quercetin is going to be even much more popular. Why? Well, because we have the studies now coming out on it. A lot of things in the past have been more theoretical. Like zinc is great. And, you know, we do know it helps the immune system, is antiviral, but it does not have the studies we're seeing here with the quercetin. So I think we already know, you know, there's a shortage coming. So people probably should stock up on it.
Yeah, and that was the interesting thing is, you know, we brought in a couple of different doctor brands just to get us through until we could have ours manufactured. And, you know, for the Stangler Center of Integrative Medicine on your private label. And what a blessing to be able to get the same raw materials used in the study. And to be able to offer it to the people out there, because I worry, you know, there's all these copycats, there's all these lookalikes. We see it time and time again. Maybe get a fish oil for $5 and then you don't feel so great. So really, that's what our main importance of this show has always been, is to follow the science, follow the research. And a lot of companies, even though they may be doing that, they don't always put the amount that was used in the study. For you, you always do, Dr. Mark, instead of doing a window dressing amount when formulating these products.
Well, yeah. I mean, people are relying on me to use, you know, what the published research shows. So that's what we do. Now, sometimes, you know, it's expensive on our part. It's not really passed on to the consumer, time consuming and all that. But, I mean, that's how you have to do it. I mean, you're either going to be scientific or you're not.
Absolutely. And you can learn more by going to our store at americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's a store button right on the top of the site. Or you can go to drstangler.com. That's STENGLER.com. Dr. Mark, before we wrap up, anything we missed? Any closing words on our discussion about quercetin or ramping up for the cold and winter months ahead?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, a supplement that has great research behind it. We find it very safe. I use it now pretty much daily with patients, you know, with what's going on in the world and for the immune system, for inflammation, its protective effects. But, you know, like I said, it's great for people with allergies. It can be used preventatively for people with asthma, people with cardiovascular disease, just because of its antioxidant, its anti-inflammatory effects. So I've always liked quercetin, and I like it even more now.
Absolutely. Okay, listeners, you can learn more. There's also a great article we have under the health breakthroughs at americasnaturaldoctor.com talking about the breakthrough quercetin, sharing the studies so you can slow read it when you have a little bit more time. Also, please sign up for that free newsletter so you don't miss any of this great information. We deliver it to you each and every week. And again, that is free of charge. The one thing that we do kind of ask on this show to remunerate our good work is to share our information with your friends and family. This information is for everybody out there. Cut through what's real, what's not science-backed. But in the meantime, Dr. Mark, thank you so much for everything you do for us each and every week here. Really appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, Kelly.
All right, listeners, that does it for our show today. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.